Hello. Welcome to the first episode of BJ Podcast.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
It is BJ. BJ Podcast. Don't be dirty. Nobody was thinking it.
Not at all. It was not something to draw people in.
Yeah, not a plan.
No. Actually, it really wasn't.
It wasn't actually. It's BJ. Yeah, it's our dart name.
I wish we were that smart. But yeah, so this whole thing, I guess we should start with what this is going to be about, which is relationships, as you know. But the setup of it this month is going to be about friendships. And each month we'll kind of touch on a different sort of substantial relationship that you have in your life.
Yeah, workplace relationships, family relationships, all of the ships.
Yes.
Maritime law.
I knew it was going.
I had to say it. Maritime law. I don't know when they had guns. Wait, here, hold on. Yarr. Pirate. Maritime law.
Yeah, holster those.
Her. It sounded like an Irish pirate.
It did.
Like a, I'm very sorry to the Irish people out there. I do not
you
think
should
that's
apologize
how
to us.
Oh, yeah, too, too. Okay, well, fuck yeah, I don't care.
All right, sounds good. So the concept of how this is going to work, right now we are going to be dropping three episodes today, which when this comes out, it'll be the 14th of April.
And the 14th of April is?
Oh, Cunnilingus and Cake Day.
Cunnilingus and Cake Day.
Which actually is very appropriate since we started promoting this on Steak and Blowjob Day.
Yeah, we started promoting
March 14th. We did not plan that either.
March 14th, which is Steak and Blowjob Day. International,
yes.
I believe.
Yeah, I believe it.
I believe it is international. You can check with your prince or princess, whoever gives a shit about that.
Yeah. If anybody does.
If anybody does. Everyone does. It's Steak and Blowjob Day, and now Cunnilingus and Cake Day. So treat your partner accordingly.
I thought you were going to say, treat yourself.
Or literally, treat yourself if you're really flexible.
Okay, I was not going that way. Anyway. Digress.
So we should start this with how we first met, because you would think that we have known each other for a very long time, but we only met in September.
Yeah, of last year.
Yeah, like, hasn't even been a year yet.
Yeah.
We met by happenstance.
Yes. And we became very fast friends. A lot in common.
A lot in common.
Surprisingly.
So when we met, I did not know B is B, and she was talking to another mutual friend, and she was talking about a store. And I said, oh my God, are you Brittany? Did you happen to date a so-and-so?
Yeah.
And she said, oh my God, your chest. You're Brittany. Amazing. This ex so-and-so that we both dated, which we will call the buffer.
The buffer.
The buffer said if we had ever met, we would be best friends. And both of us were like,
kudos to him. He was right.
He was totally right
about that.
But also I was like, how can I be best friends with someone who dated you?
It's weird how it's like I judge myself, so
judge myself harshly.
There must be something
one.
Wrong with her as well.
Although buffer because served a lovely purpose and
yes,
a lot of wonderful qualities to this one,
which I think actually that will be in our next episode. We're gonna
touch on other relationships
do
and such.
Well,
or maybe just how that relationship panned out a little bit.
Yes.
But for now, this is more the introductory thing, and we don't need to. I digress a lot. B's gonna keep me in line.
Maybe I'm going to try.
She's going to try.
It's way more fun this way.
Yeah. We should have like a caca, caca, and we'll be like, oh, shit. Something shiny.
Caca. This is going to keep going, guys.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. All right.
Yeah. Ultimately, not only are we going to do the monthly sort of relationship, that genre, or whatever you want to call it. But the last Sunday of every month is also going to be, other than, I should say, this episode or day, we have three episodes coming out just to
jammer home.
Yeah, just to hit hard.
harder. And then I am not any better, by the way. Yeah, we're also going to have a double episode at the end of every month, the last Sunday of every month. The first episode will be just like the rest of them. And the second one, if you want
to... is going to be the sex show. Not like live sex or anything. Don't be gross. We're just going to talk about relationships and sex in relationships. And because this is our friendship month, the first episode we'll talk about friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Or situationships. Or maybe becoming friends with the person that you're with.
I feel like ever since the Sunday night sex show with Sue
Johansson.
Yeah, she was lovely.
She was lovely.
I missed that. I missed that openness of the conversation without it being just straight porn.
Yeah, sure.
Like, and especially, I mean, we're women. This is supposed to be something that, you know, we're going to have men involved with as well. Initially, when I had come up with this whole idea for the podcast, I was going to do it with my best friend of like 15 years. And just due to location and circumstances after COVID and everything, it's just, there's not a lot of time for us to put it together, I guess.
For sure, yeah.
So I kind of put that on hold. But he is my best friend of 15 years, and he'll be like the first guest that we have on here.
Which is very exciting because I've actually never met him before.
And you guys are going
to
like
him. I'm really excited to meet you. Him. You. Yeah. You know who you are.
You know why.
You know why.
But yeah, so we are going to have that all involved. But what I was trying to, I guess, get to in a long, convoluted way is the fact that as women, you know, we are gatherers and we kind of gather information by talking about all of the situationships.
Yeah.
Or when it comes to sex, or when it comes to, I don't know, even just interactions at work or with your family and stuff. And the more you talk about it, the more help you get, even just helping yourself.
Talking about everything literally makes it better. Sometimes you should just talk to yourself about it and not bother other people so much. But, and that's one of the things I do. I do journal entries and sometimes I write them down. A lot of times I just take a video of it and I'm listening to the video and watching it after. And I'm like, holy fuck, I am so glad I didn't say that to anyone else. And then I press delete and it felt much better to like just get it off my chest.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then there's videos that I've had during a hard time that I've kept for a really long time and like revisited and been like, I felt that way in that moment. And it was really good to feel that way. And it's good to revisit it and realize how you felt.
Absolutely.
But time goes on and you're like, I don't feel that anger, or I don't feel that sadness, or I don't feel that overwhelming. It doesn't seem as overwhelming anymore.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I also wonder too, with time that goes on, you probably do stuff. I don't know about you, but I notice when like I'm going through something and then I give it a little bit of time and I start seeing the other people who are talking about kind of being in a similar situation or going through like the same tough time, and it just becomes a lot lighter or something. And that's what hopefully comes of this whole process.
Yeah. Well, I have a little bit about me. I have been in therapy and group therapy since I was 17 years old. I am now 42. Pause for how great I look.
Everyone, I mean, you're beautiful. I should have actually been like, you're so pretty.
Sorry. Thank you very much. It's probably all the cigarettes. Don't do it. I have been in therapy since I was 17. I found out a little bit too late in life that I had bipolar 2 disorder. And it's management. It's not something that necessarily defines me, but I call it my brain diabetes. I have to take my insulin. I have to have lifestyle changes, and then it's totally manageable.
Yeah.
What I did find in group therapy is just the talking about things and hearing other people that have been through the same situations and how they navigated it. You know, one-on-one.
Hearing it be put into words.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you don't have the words.
one-on-one therapy is great. You know, very me-centric and everything, but group therapy. Yeah, no, I loved one-on-one therapy. I'm like, dude, I just get to sit here and talk about myself.
This is my favorite thing ever.
For a whole hour. And then you like say like a little bit of stuff, but like mainly you're just listening to me. And I'm like, this is the best hour of your life too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You better say yes.
You better say yes if you want me to come back. But no, group therapy is wonderful. And free therapy. I found free therapy more helpful than paid therapy, to be honest. There's so much free therapy out there if you know which programs and which people to talk to. If anybody in the Burlington-Halton region is looking for free therapy and any ideas of groups and stuff, please contact us through our webpage and I can let you know. I did free therapy in the area for 6 years and pretty much went to every single program, and all of them were wonderfully helpful.
Yeah,
in the... And the niche that they fill.
There's a lot of good help out there if you know where to look, though. And I know it can be overwhelming.
Well, and it's just, I loved one-on-one therapy. I really did. But it is their job and they are getting paid and they don't necessarily have a timeline for you to get out of there. They're like, you know, your timeline is forever if you want to. And it's a wonderful thing for yourself. But if you're doing free therapy, they're like, we have 18 sessions together. And it's very goal-oriented. And
yeah. There's a finish line almost.
There's a finish line.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. And I've just met the kindest, sweetest people because they don't necessarily get paid as much as the people getting $300 an hour and stuff like that. But they're still doing it because they really want to help.
Yeah. And on that note, actually, in terms of our similarities and us becoming such fast friends, we have discussed the fact that maybe something to do with it or our personalities being the way that they are is that we were sick kids. And like, for me, I went through a medical situation at 13 and ended up also going to therapy for a depression afterwards because my whole life kind of changed. And it is really interesting to see like all of the similarities between us and like the, I don't know, references that will finish each other's sentences about
sandwiches.
Exactly.
Well, I think also because you were a kid when you were younger too, you kind of learn. First of all, I really liked it. I wasn't in a lot of pain, but I had asthma and stuff like that. And the lovely nurses would come in and give me salty air in the middle of the night. And also, like, you're 9 years old. They're like, you're God's precious little angel, and I was like. Thank you.
Yes, I am.
And they're the sweetest people in the world. And my mom was a nurse. And?
Oh, my mom is
a nurse. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're always a nurse. She's retired, but she's still a nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never not be a nurse.
Yeah. That's just in your core. But yeah, it's, I guess this one is just sort of about us and the stuff going on with the podcast. And then the next two episodes that will be coming out today as well are kind of touching on the buffer.
Buffer.
Kind of diving in deeper to our friendship at the same time, I guess.
The other friendship of how we met the lost puppy.
Yes, the lost puppy.
A little bit of the lost puppy.
And the third episode is going to be about sort of the female friendships that we've had and some of the heartbreak that came with it, I guess. And
well, I, like B, have been super lucky in a lot of my friendships. I have friends that I've had since preschool, middle school, high school, university, but like long-term friends over decades.
Decades, yeah.
And they're just, they're forever friends. Like they're the family you
choose.
And
it's so easy.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
You know, you can go long periods of time without talking to them. And then when you talk to them, it's like nothing's ever changed and you're still in grade three again, having birthday parties and stuff like that.
And cutie catchers.
And then what are they called?
Cootie catchers.
Cootie catchers. Oh, I just called them like, rawr. What am I trying to think? They looked like the beak of a bird.
They did.
Anywho.
Anyway. But yes, we were very lucky. And then you meet people as you get older and kind of go through that transition of kind of expecting everybody to be a friend that is long-term and everything. But some people I feel like are meant to come in and out.
of our lives for lessons or whatever.
Lessons.
To help you get through a certain time.
For sure.
Which we will also touch on in the second episode.
For sure, yeah, no. To help you get through certain times. And sometimes people come into your life just to stir shit up and be a shit sandwich. But what you get to do with those people is you get to cut them out eventually.
Yeah.
Once you cut out the bad, it's like it's cutting out the mold. Mold bad. Everybody's life, I believe, friendships, they should add something. They should enrich your life. It's a give and take.
Yes.
And I have friends that go through hard times, and I will give anything I possibly can, emotionally, time-wise, yeah, whatever, to make them feel better. But they would do the same for me. And then there's a lot of people out there that just, you can tell after a period of time, they just, they're takers. And they take and take and take, and they never really plan on giving back.
True. And I also, I don't know, I think some friendships I've kind of recently, I guess, learned it was partially like my fault for expecting them to be anything but themselves. Like if I...
It's never your fault. You're perfect in every way.
I mean, thank you.
Practically perfect in every way, like Mary Poppins.
No amount of praise or admiration is considered too much.
Oh, apart from my good looks and modesty.
Intelligence.
Oh, intelligence.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Besides
actually, I should say, besides our good looks and intelligence, our modesty is our best attribute. But
I hate myself.
Anyways, but you know, no, like where I'm going with that is just the idea that some of the relationships I've had in my life, I might have had this idea of what a friend needed to be, and I think certain people might have shown me who they actually were long before I was ready to like cut them out of my life or anything like that, and I was almost making it worse by treating them the way like I wish they would be
or
whatever, and it's like causing myself my own drama. So
it's what you do in all types of relationships, though. It's the whole like I can fix them. It tends to be more in romantic relationships. I've found that I, you know, will give my all and turn their problems into my problems and be like, if I just try harder, if I just give more, yeah, then they're going to be fine and then it'll be balanced again. And then you kind of, you know, you set the bar real low sometimes, and then that happens in all of your relationships, friendships, workplace relationships.
Yeah.
You're just like, if I just keep giving, then maybe. And sorry, but no. You should give and take. And you can't change people. People can change, but yeah, they have to want to change. They can't. They'll never change for you. They will only change for themselves or when they're ready. And trying to make people change is something that is a problem of mine that I will work on therapy.
I feel like for me, it's never like I genuinely want somebody to feel totally comfortable being themselves, and I don't want them to change. It's just I've always kind of felt with the ones that it didn't work out or whatever, it kind of started from me feeling like I wasn't given the same in return. Like they were trying to change me.
100%.
And so it's like on both sides of that, it's just some things are not meant to be.
Like, some things are not meant to be.
Yeah.
And time heals all wounds. And when you get out of a relationship, whether it be a friendship or romantic friendship or friendship, words are hard.
Words are hard. We will hopefully get better at this.
Friendship or romantic relationship or a workplace relationship, and sometimes things end and you feel like it's just the worst thing in the world and nothing will ever get better. But time heals all wounds.
Yeah.
Or at least makes them a little more bearable, and then you meet new people that come into your
absolutely
life.
Absolutely.
And you're like, wow,
there's so much like,
I like this one.
Yeah.
I like this one. Let's do stuff together.
Yeah, I picked this one.
Yeah.
Let's just go have adventures.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What was it? Oh, yeah. Friendship is weird. You're just like, I like this one.
Yeah.
And you just do stuff together. So, friendships, that's what, yeah. So then we're now touching on like the second episode, I believe. Or did we go to third yet?
Oh yeah, we've already talked about those.
Oh, we've done all those things.
Yeah.
Okay, fun.
I think the only other major thing for this like first episode is to also point out, like on our website and everything, we are not necessarily all just about the podcast. You want to talk about the blog?
Oh yeah, I'm blogging. So I think
detailed.
Details. I think I've only done two so far, but I will continuously blog as we're going and talk about our progress. And if people write in and they have certain ideas that they would like to talk about in a blog, or if they allow themselves to be written about, can be anonymous, can be whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write in and we'll put it in the blog, and we'll always taking new ideas for episodes, or
yeah.
Not even just like the bulk of the episode, but just something you'd like us to touch on in one of the episodes.
Yeah.
Anything you like. Like we're
this is a learning in the process of doing it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Whatever it is that people really do want to talk about.
Like me and B only have this much brain space, but with all of you, we have this much brain space. So dumb. I was saying that immediately like, as I was hearing it. I should stop now, but I'm like, I'm already there. It's like, it's too far.
Fucking lean in.
Lean in. Such an idiot.
Oh, yeah, weird.
So we will have at the bottom of the YouTube video and wherever else we can put it, where you find us on our website. It's www.bjpodcast.ca.
Yes.
There are lots of places there where you can write in or subscribe.
Or send the email.
Send emails.
Yeah.
Yeah, our email is bandjess@bjpodcast.ca. Mm-hmm. Isn't it neat how they like kind of were the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
I like it too. So yeah. This episode was only 30 minutes, and then the next one, so the next two will only be like 30 minutes each because they're all coming out at the same time. But usually we're kind of banking around like 45.
Yeah.
We can do an hour. Our email address is bnjess@bjpodcast.ca. Again, anything you want to write in. And one of the things that B and I have been talking about quite a bit is as far as friendship goes, our moms are our best friends.
Absolutely. And I think even with our little videos that we came out with, just the audio part, I guess it would have been 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I think we both just naturally were like, one thing my mom always said growing up. So I think that'd be a really good way to even end some episodes.
Ending episodes. We could even break the ice with one, but I think a good end to the episode would be like, what's something that your mom said?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, things mom said.
Actually, one of the things that my mom used to say is what I said earlier about the no amount of praise or admiration would be considered too much.
And my mom said, eat your sandwiches. No, she didn't. She said a lot of wonderful things.
She's a lovely lady.
She's a lovely lady. Yeah, she'll be on the show at some point in time. She's so cute.
But yeah, we all love our moms. Our relationships with our moms are actually one of the most substantial and long-term ones in our lives. Even whether it's positive, negative, whatever.
You've known them the longest. You've known them at least 9 months before you've known anyone else.
I was about to say intimately.
Oh, gross. Well, actually, technically, you've known yourself as long as you've known. That's the longest relationship you've had is the one with yourself.
Yeah.
Because you have to live with yourself, and hopefully it's for the better, not for the worst.
Yep.
Unless
absolutely.
Some jerks, you have to live with yourself because you're a jerk. Not you.
You guys are lovely. But yeah, I think that's sort of everything for sort of introducing what this is going to be about.
And if we missed anything in this first little episode, we will touch on it in the second and third and make sure we say how stupid we are for forgetting it the first time. Lord,
it's so unlike us. But actually, on the note of what mom said, if you have any that you'd like to write in, that might be a good thing to start our blog on.
Oh, yeah. I will do a recurring edited blog with things mom said. And if you want it to be anonymous, you can say you want it to be anonymous. If you want your name on there, we will write your name on there. And yeah, no, that would be, it would be a super fun one for us too, because it's so interesting when people say stuff their mom said. A lot of it is like, my mom also said that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I thought my mom made it up.
Yeah. And then you find out is no. It was a very well known.
But she was right. And that's the most annoying part.
Yes. Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
One of the ones my mom was really good at that I love to death is I'd be like, oh my God, where did I leave this? Or where is this? And she's like, oh, it's exactly where you left it. I'm like, no, it's not. The gremlin under my bed took it and moved it. Thank you very much.
Gremlin. my mom used to say it's in the last place you left it.
That's what my mom said.
Was it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said. Well, yeah, that's where you left it, yeah. Pretty sure that's last exactly place? What I said. Yeah. I don't remember.
Okay.
That was like 30 seconds ago.
Great. We're doing great.
Who remembers 30 seconds ago?
Maybe that's about the time to wrap up the first
episode. Okay, we're droning on a little bit.
It's going to be so fun, though.
It's going to be so fun. Oh, we're so excited. And we're very excited for you to come on this adventure with us.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, perfect. Also, we're going to try to end the show with these high fivesies.
Yeah.
That we like literally just learned how to do recently. And I'm very proud about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like pretty much, that's like one of the number one things I'm proud that I've learned how to do recently.
It's small victories.
All right, we'll need to move our chairs a little bit for this, and hopefully we get it on the first try. If not, there's going to be a little edits here.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, ready? I feel like we can do this.
I do too.
Okay.
You're going to have to lead the blind here.
Oh yeah, she's a little bit blind right now.
A little bit.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
BJ Podcast, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Hope so.
Ready?
Yes!
Yes!
Did it.
Great one.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.